right, welcome to Moedon Ivri Club Hebrew. Good to see everybody back from Easter. The Lord is risen. Indeed. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's great to be here and count the days down till call day and everything like that. Pretty exciting around here. So I'm glad you guys could come, and we are going to resume in a very important part of the book of Samuel, as you'll see when we get. We're going to finish up chapter 12 today of 2 Samuel. So we're in 2 Samuel chapter 12, and we're going to start at verse 26. Chapter 12 is a very important chapter, the whole incident with Nathan and David and Bathsheba. And we're going to get the end of that now. Another huge chapter in chapter 13 as well. All right? So kind of right in the heart of the book. So we're going to begin at verse 26. And again, for those guys who are new, I'm very happy to have you guys here. If you have any questions about anything in the text as I translate, I'll pause after each verse and feel free to ask anything about verb forms or grammar, syntax, anything like that. Okay? So I'm going to start at, again, verse 26. Vayilachem Yoav berabat beneamon vayilkod et Ir HaMeluka. And here's Joab coming back. Joab fought. Again, that Vayilachem is a Nifal. Vav consecutive imperfect. Third masculine singular. Notice the root is Lacham. And this root always occurs in the Nifal. You guys know the noun Milchama, war, from, again, the same kind of root. So here it's Lacham. Then Joab fought against Rabat, against, this is Rabbah of the Ammonites. Notice again you're seeing for the Ammonites the phrase B'nai Ammon, literally children of Ammon, but we would translate as Ammonites, and Rabat is of course the city. So Joab fought against Rabat of the Ammonites, Vayilkod, and he captured, again a call imperfect, captured the city, the Meluka city. So notice it's, again, you see a construct form, the city of the royalty. So, again, Meluka, we see the root Melek, king, Malak, to reign, Meluka, royalty or kingship. And so, again, he captured the city of royalty, or we would say the royal city. All right? Any questions about verse 26? All right? Good. Verse 27. Vayishlach Yoav Malakim el David. Vayomer nilchamti beraba gam lakadti et ir hamaim. Then Joab sent from Shalach, then Joab sent Malachim messengers to David. And he said, I quote, nilchamti, here's the word again, I have fought against Rabbah. Okay, remember Rabbah was the royal city in what is now Jordan, in Jordan. Okay, so I have fought against Rabbah, again the Nifal, perfect, first common singular from Lacham. Also, Gam, Lakati, I have captured the city of Mime, the city of water. Again, we're assuming he's also referring to Rabbah here, and whether it means that it's at the source of the waters, or whether it refers to a special area where the city got its water, namely, and remember, if that would happen, you just wait the city out. In other words, what he's probably saying is that he's got Rabbah fenced in and good to go, so to speak. Because notice what he'll say next in verse 28. So notice what Joab does. He captures the city and then sends messengers to David to that fact. Okay. Questions in verse 27? Okay. Verse 28. Va'ata esof et yeter ha'am va'chane al ha'ir ve'lakada pen el kodani et ha'ir ve'nikra shemi aleha. Va'ata, and so, esof, this is a call imperative, masculine singular from asaf, to gather. Notice the hatef segol is under the aleph because it's a guttural. Otherwise it'd be just like Ketol. So notice the form is the same. Esof. So gather the rest of the Am. And remember here in Samuel, Am doesn't refer to people in general, but to the army. So gather the rest of the troops. All right. Vachane, here's another imperative. OK? Okay, in camp from chana. Notice the third hey verb makes a seirah under the nun. So gather the rest of the troops and encamp against the city. Here comes another imperative. Ve lakda, and capture it. And again, notice that there's the comets under the lamed, because when you add the suffix, the accent moves. And so instead of lekod, you get lakda. And capture it, lest elkod, I capture. So notice that lakad means two different things in 27. He says he's captured the city in the sense that he's kind of surrounded it. But here he's talking about captured more in the sense of complete its downfall. See the difference? So in a sense, he's already captured. But now gather the rest of your troops and encamp against the city and capture it kind of totally, lest I capture the city and Shemi, my name, Nikra, is called over it. Kara means to call out, and this is a Nifal perfect, okay? So everybody see he wants David to do the final kill of the city, so to speak, so that it's David that gets credit. So here Joab, his nephew, is being a good guy. I guess he figures he owes David one or two. All right, any questions on verse 28? All right, verse 29. Vayesof David et kol ha'am, vayelek rabata, vayilachem ba vayilkeda. So David gathered, Yesof, again a call imperfect, gathered all the troops. And he went to Rabata. Notice that vayelek is from halak, again vav consecutive imperfect, and Rabata has the locative hay on it. He went to Rabata. Vayilachem, again, here's the third time we've seen this word, and he captured it. Oh, I'm sorry, and he fought against it, lacham, and yilkeda, and he captured it. Okay. Questions through 29? All right. Vayikach et ateret malkam me'al rosho, u'mishkala kikar zaha ve'evan yekara, Vatehi al Rosh David Ushalal Ha'ir Hotzi Harbe Me'ot. Vayikach, and he took, from the root lakach, okay, and he took the ateret, the crown of Malkam. He took the crown of their king. Notice that this is just from Melech, and then you add the suffix to it. So he took the crown of their king, Me'al, from upon his head. U Mishkala. This is the noun mishkal and its weight. And notice that the root is shakal. You know the word shekel comes from that. Shakal means to weigh, make a noun out of it by slapping a mem on the front. And its weight was a kikar of gold. We would say a talent of gold. Okay. Ve'evan yekara. And you'd supply a verb. And there was a precious stone in it. And it had a precious stone. And notice the textual note says the Syriac has plural form. There were precious stones in them. Okay? Vatahi, and it was on the head of David. Ushalal, and the spoil of the city he brought out. Hotzi is a root. What's the root? From Hotzi? From Yatza. Hifil, perfect. Yatza means to go out. Hifil, to bring out. So notice how it goes. And the crown was on the head of David, and the spoil of the city he brought out. So we would probably say he took the spoil of the city, harbe me'od, a whole bunch. Harbe, remember, is just an infinitive construct from rabbah, to be many, to be much, and it's often used as an adverb, and the me'od is a strengthening adverb. So he brought the spoil of the city out. He took the spoil. Piles and piles, a whole big much. Okay, so me'od strengthens harbe. Harbe we would translate as much, so very much. Okay, questions through 30? Anyone? All right, very good. Verse 31. Ve'et ha'am asher ba hotzi, va'yasem ba megera u ba chatzire ha'barzel, u be mag zerot ha'barzel. Vehevir otam ba malbein, vekenya ase lekol arye benamon, Vayashav David v'kol ha'am Yerushalayim. Okay, here's some vocabulary that you don't need to know. You can just relax. Okay? And the people, so verse 31, notice it fronts the direct object here to the verb. So the verb comes with hotzi again. And the people who were in it, notice it refers to the city, so, and we're talking about Rabbah. So the people which were in it, he brought out, hotzi. Okay, pause. Vayasem, what's the root? Seem, to put her to place. Vayasem, see? So you have the comments under the yud that tells you it's a hollow verb. So, and he put, and you have to understand the people now, okay? And he put them on the megera. That's the Hebrew word for a saw. And he put them on the saw and on charitzei habarzel. A charitz is like a plow. Okay, or it's sometimes more generally a sharp cutting instrument, but here it would be plows of barzel, steel, or iron. Okay, and on magzerot, that's another instrument, that's an axe, and on axes of barzel, of iron. And what he probably means is he put them to work in kind of these slave gangs, building, all right, and plowing and stuff like that. So he kind of enslaved the people. See, so he put them onto the saw and onto the plows of iron and onto the axes of iron. Okay, vehevir, notice that that's a hifil from avar. And avar means to cross over, to transgress. Here the hifil, to make pass over. And otam is the direct object from et, them. And he caused them to pass over. All right, so we'll keep that translation right now. He caused them to pass over ba mal bain. Okay, now this ba mal bain, when you break it down, mal kain. Notice the textual note there. Many manuscripts, they want you to read as mal bain because mal bain means to make bricks. So this with the mem in front of it, Lavan, and that's what the reading I'm going to go with because it makes more sense. This reading doesn't make sense. If you go with the, I guess it does, but the Masoretes wants you to read Malbain so that they make it a hifil participle, and it means a brick maker. So he caused them to pass over into making bricks. We would probably not say it like that. We would say he appointed them as brick makers. Or he appointed them to the work of making bricks, Malbain. It's kind of awkward there. Okay? And thus Yaaseh he would do for all the cities of the Ammonites. Vayashav, it's from Shuv, then David returned and all the troops to Jerusalem. Any questions through the end of that chapter? Everything clear? Pretty much? Okay. This ends, so notice David is kind of had his honor restored a little bit here after the sordid incidences of the previous chapter. It's kind of interesting. All right, now we get this intervening story, which has become a very famous one, actually. Okay. 13 verse 1. Vayehi acharei kein ule av shalom ben David achod yafa ushma tamar vayeha veha amnon ben David. So now it came to pass acharei kein, after this. Notice the Masoretes wants you to pause. Came to pass after this. Ule av shalom, this is Absalom. Came to pass after this that there was to Absalom, or we would say Absalom, son of David, had an achot, a sister. Okay, remember, ach is the Hebrew word for brother, achot, sister. Yafa, a beautiful one. So notice Yafa is the adjective, modifies achot. So Absalom, the son of David, had a beautiful sister, Ushma, and her name was Tamar. Okay, achoto, and Ye'ehaveha, and he loved her. Notice that this is just a call, imperfect vav, consecutive from Ahav. And he loved her. Amnon loved her. Amnon, the son of David, loved her. We might say he was infatuated with her here. I don't know if I'd give quite the positive spin to love that usually comes to our mind with when we say the word love here. So I might want to translate that as Amnon, the son of David, was infatuated with her, something like that.
Is that because you know the rest of the story?
Because I know the rest of the story.
Not because of the word itself.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is there not a dagesh in the hey there on the first root form to signify, hey, this is a pronominal suffix attached to this verb at the
end? Which verb? Which verb are we talking about? Oh, probably because it follows that open syllable there. And so it's just a way that they want you to pronounce that. But you can still see that it's a suffix if you just kind of count backwards and look at the roots. So, yeah. Otherwise, I don't know if there's any kind of strict reason why. Most of them, you see it. Right. Right. Actually, they want you to put the ye'ehaveha there. So, I don't know why. Good. Any other questions? That's getting picky, Joe. Whew. Okay. Verse 2. Here it is. Vayetzer le'amnon lehit chalot ba'avur tamar achoto ki betulahi. Vayipale be'enei Amnon la'asot la me'uma. Okay, this vayetzer. This is from a double ein root, zarar, and it means to be distressed. So notice that this is a vav consecutive, third masculine singular, and it means, and he was distressed. Okay, so notice what follows, le Amnon. So we would translate this impersonally, and it was distressing to Amnon. All right. Now you have the lamed plus hit chalot. This hit chalot is from the root chala. It's a third hey verb. And that's why you have that ot ending with the infinitive constructs. Remember, all infinitive constructs of third hey verbs have that ot ending, even in the call. So if this was a call, it'd be chalot. This is a hit pael, so that's why you get this hit chalot. That's all it is. It's a hit pael from chala. And chala means in the call to be sick, to be weak. In the hit pael here, we would translate it to make oneself sick. So notice it was distressing to Amnon. Lehitchalot, so that he made himself sick ba'avur Tamar, on account of Tamar, his sister. Now we all know what that probably feels like, to make yourself sick over another woman. That's what they're talking about. He was lovesick. We still use that term. See? He couldn't think of anything else. All right? Now notice this key thing, ki betula, for a virgin was she. See? So betula, for a virgin was she. Vayipale, this is a niphal, all right, from pala, and it means to be difficult or to be hard, all right. And it was difficult in the eyes of Amnon to do la'asot. Notice here's another third hey, infinitive. Notice the ode ending, and it was difficult in the eyes of Amnon to do to her. Me'uma means anything. All right? Here's what a translation does. And it seemed impossible in the eyes of Amnon to do anything to her. In other words, I think it means he didn't know how to proceed. Yeah, he didn't know. Maybe he had trouble forming relationships with women. I don't know. You know, that she was just beyond him. So she actually paralyzed him. He didn't know what to do. Yeah, probably. It was impossible to see what to do. It couldn't do anything. All right? That seems to be what's being said here. All right? Questions? Okay, we can do one more verse here, because here comes the other dude. Uleamnon Rea Ushmo Yonadav ben Shimachi David. Veyonadav Ish Chakameod. Okay. Now to Amnon, Rea, that's friend. Now to Amnon there was a friend. We would say Amnon had a friend, Ushmo, and his name was Yonadav. Alright? Son of Shimha, that's another name. Notice it has the root Shama, but it's just a simple proper name. And his name was Yonadav, son of Shima, Achi David, brother of David. Notice the construct form of Ach has that Hirik Yud, brother of David. All right. Now, Yonadav was a man, what kind of man, Chakam? Chakam means wise man. A man, a wise one, Me'od, a very wise man. Okay, so now you already know as a reader, he's going to give him some sage advice, and we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens next. Okay.
Interesting negative connotations that they place on positive words here: wise and love.
I know. See, you use wise and love, and we already know they get twisted.
Yeah.
You know, in our heads, it's kind of you're right. It's kind of an interesting thing that we're already anticipating and valuing the quality of the love and the wisdom we see here. That's good. All right, good. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Spread the word. Hebrew Club, 12 o'clock.
That's right.
Be here, be square. Thanks for coming, guys.